You're listening to the Legal Curve post-game podcast. I'm Richard Pollack, doing a solo podcast tonight. Ezra Ginsburg is down in the New Jersey Devils room, dressing room, getting audio, and Drew Mindell is doing the pre- and post-game tonight. And tonight's game was a snoozer, that's for sure. Jets lose a final of 3-1 against the New Jersey Devils, the 48th game of the season, and really uneventful game, and we'll go through the goals and the penalties, and the game actually was quite quick. Started at 6:15 Central Time, the late start for Hockey in Canada, ended at 8:36, so under, you know, 2.5 hours, which is some games you'll see extend far past that point. In any event, the Jets tonight came out with really nothing. It wasn't as if the Devils came out and put up 40 shots, but the Jets came out, their top players weren't overly effective. There was no life in the building, and I understand that. Fans really didn't have anything to cheer. The shot totals were low. Jets ended up with 23 shots on net. The Devils with only 16. So that gives you a picture of the game tonight from the MTS Center. Let's go through the goals. First goal of the game is, you know, I mean, if you want to think about the season as a whole, how much of a mess it's been, and a number of things, well, this goal really captures it. I mean, and you have Andrew Ladd in his own zone, the left side of the ice, making a pass across the ice to Blake Wheeler, right around the blue line. Blake Wheeler misses the pass because it was a bad pass. He misses the pass. Tobias Enstrom falls over, which results in Wheeler. Tobias Enstrom and Blake Wheeler run into each other, which results in collision results in Enstrom falling over. The puck pops out right to Mike Camilleri, who comes in on a 2-on-0 with none other than Lee Stempniak, the player who said he wanted to sign with the Winnipeg Jets for, I believe, less than $1 million, and the Jets decided not to sign him. And the pass goes from Camilleri to Stempniak. The puck's in the back of the net on the 2-on-0. It's 1-0 Devils. The goal's at 11:41 of the first period, at even strength. And so, you know, that certainly didn't give this building any life. There weren't any penalties in the first period, and, I mean, the Devils were the better team in the period, but it really was quite uneventful. 10 shots for the Devils in the first period. The Jets put a total of 4 on the board, and something there. You just can't come out in a game, and you know, you're in a must-win situation now. I guess every game is basically a must-win situation for the Jets when they're so far out, but it's an important game against a team that, and the Devils, that, you know, plays a good game for the talent level that they have. I mean, I thought John Hines has done a nice job there, watching them firsthand really execute the game plan well. But the Jets going up against a team that's not that overly talented, and really not able to muster anything in the first period. Just 4 shots on goal. Coming into the second period, you know, nothing happened on the Devils' end. If the Devils were the better team in the first period, then the Jets were certainly the better team in the second period. And the Jets limited the Devils to 2 shots. 2 shots on net. They had 10 themselves. And even though they limited the Devils to 2 shots on net, the first shot, I believe it was, for the Devils in that period was on a power play as a result of a Drew Stafford tripping penalty at 14:41. And this goal starts with pressure in the corner. Blandisi picks up the puck in the corner, and Brian Little comes out to defend him and put pressure on him. And Blandisi makes a nice play here. He gets a puck up to David Schlemko quickly on the power play, and Schlemko's playing the middle of the ice on the blue line. You know, that kind of 1-3-1 format you become so accustomed to now in the National Hockey League. Little pressures Blandisi. The puck gets out to Schlemko. And you have Joel Armia killing penalties here. And in reality, you know, the injuries have resulted in guys in roles that you likely don't have them in. Armia comes out to take away the shot for Schlemko. And you probably, if you're Paul Maurice, want him to get in the lane of the shot, but take away the pass to the weak side here. And Armia has his stick. He's a right-handed shooting guy. He has his stick, you know, held normally as opposed to one hand on the stick and fading on his left side. And what happens there is that makes the pass a lot easier for Schlemko. So Schlemko is good and makes quick decisions. The pass comes out from Blandisi in the right corner, if you're looking from Connor Hellebuck's way, in the offensive zone, up to Schlemko. And Schlemko then, because Armia has taken away the shot, which he decides not to take, he has a pass to Jakob Josefsson on his off wing, And Josephson is right, just probably a little bit to the left of the circle again from Connor Hellebuck's perspective. And he gets a nice pass from Schlemko one time past Hellebuck. And it's certainly, you know, I think Aramia probably want him to try and get in the way of that. But also Mark Stewart here doesn't have a stick. So any chance of him blocking or getting in the way of that shot is certainly inhibited by the fact that he lost a stick on that play. Hellebuck has, you know, a tough time. It's a quick passing play. Getting over, that's a tough play. 2-0 Devils. And again, you know, the Jets probably deserve better in that period. But and even at the end of the period, you know, a great chance was stopped by Corey Schneider, who was great tonight. And you know, we talked about him on the Legal Curve Hockey Show this morning, how good Corey Schneider is. I don't think that's news to anybody. So you go into the end of the second period. The Jets have a total of 14 shots, and the Devils have a total of 12 shots. So, I mean, overall, if you're talking about a hockey game, 14 shots to 12 shots after two periods is an uneventful hockey game. And then this game was uneventful. Again, as I said off the outset, this was a snooze fest. So you get into the third period, and you wonder if the Jets are going to have a push here. They were, I thought, the better team in the period, but this goal put an end to any possibility of the Jets coming back and making a game of this, a real game of it. The goal scored by Lee Stemniak again, his 14th goal of the year. It's really incredible, 14 goals. The Devils have only played 49 games. It's at even strength at 8:42 of the third period, assist to Eric Jelena and Mike Camilleri. You know, this goal, if I'm a Jets fan, I have an issue with this goal. Two reasons. One is you could argue David Schlemko, who intercepts the puck on the red line, and you saw Nikolaj Ehlers skate by him and say, you know, where's the call? He intercepts the puck at the red line, and very possibly, and I didn't see the replay of it, catches the puck and closes his hand on it, which should be a delay of game penalty. That wasn't called, and he kind of caught the puck and put it through his legs, which was an odd play. So that penalty wasn't called, and Ehlers does a little bit of a flyby there, but it's not the reason that they get scored on. So that Schlemko then makes a nice pass to Adam Henrique, kind of in motion, and Henrique pulls up, and at this point in time, Henrique pulls up, and the Jets have numbers. The Jets have four defenders back, and the Devils have three players, three forwards, I believe it is, pressuring up the ice. So Henrique is smart here. He pulls back and is like, okay, I gotta wait for help. I don't have a chance, and he makes a pass across the ice. And what happens here is David Schlemko is coming over, and he's at the top of the blue line at this point. Ehlers is coming back to help because he's the right winger, and as I noted, Schlemko picked the puck up off the right side board, so he's the right side defenseman, and Ehlers is on the wrong side of the ice. So Ehlers is coming back to defend on the other side of the ice, and Schlemko interferes with him. So what happens there is Camilleri is then able to make a quick pass. So it's Henrique to Camilleri. Camilleri makes a quick pass over to Eric Jelena, and Jelena is the left side defenseman. His guy is Ehlers, but Ehlers gets interfered with, so it should have been interference and probably delay a game on this penalty, on this goal, excuse me. So two possible penalties. The interference is a for sure one. I don't know why that wasn't called. Schlemko acted like he didn't see him. Maybe he didn't, but he certainly got in the way in one of those unintentional, intentional plays. The puck makes its way back to Jelena. He has more time because Ehlers is interfered with. He puts a fairly harmless shot on net. It looks like it tips, and again, the replay wasn't clear, at least the few times that I watched it on the national broadcast, you know, from MTS Center here. The puck gets nicks off of Stemniak, it appears, and pops by Hellebuck on his left side, so I'm not sure which angle that took, but Bufflin was covering Stempniak, and there certainly was a big screen. Bufflin's a big player, way bigger than Stempniak, and Hellebuck didn't see it. It popped past him, and it's 3-0 there. Certainly one that the Jets could have an issue with. The Jets didn't go away without getting one goal, and that was on the power play after a penalty to Eric Jelena, 14:41 of the third period. Delay a game, a clear puck over the glass in his own zone. So the Jets go to work, and, you know, interesting to note, of the few interesting things that happened tonight, but the Jets' power play did a different look to it. Brian Little on this goal wins the draw. He wins it to Tyler Myers, and you think, okay, well, the second unit's on. No, Tyler Myers at the top of the blue line playing in place of Dustin Bufflin, who was on the ice in front of the net, and we'll get to that in a second. Little wins a draw to Myers. Myers moves the puck over on the off wing to Ehlers. Ehlers moves it to Little in the middle. So I like that setup. That makes a lot of sense to me. Little back to Ehlers, and Ehlers makes a beautiful, beautiful cross-ice pass to Blake Wheeler. So I like the format of this power play. It makes a lot of sense to me. Wheeler puts the puck on net. Not the best shot, but in terms of how, you know, chance to score. But the shot created a rebound off of Corey Schneider. And who's in front? Well, Dustin Byfuglien's in front. He flicks the puck over on the rebound, and it's 3-1 for the 3-1 for the Devils. Gives this building a little bit of life. In fact, resulted in a chant from some fans here in the south end. I believe it is south or north end of the building, one of the two, re-signed Byfuglien. So the fans were excited about that. And maybe that'll be a catalyst for the Jets to get on the board there with their power play. But overall, a little push after that goal, but not much. Only 5 minutes and 9 seconds remaining, and the Jets fall to the New Jersey Devils 3-1. And this season looks like it's getting out of hand here, and you wonder if the Jets are going to be selling off assets. We talk about Ladd and Byfuglien a lot. You wonder if some other players might not come into play throughout the remainder of the season, but I'm sure that's something that we'll discuss on the Legal Curve Hockey Show in NHL this week in the next month or so, the trade deadline being February 29th. Just anything of note here, or interesting notes, excuse me. Face-offs. Jets were the better face-off team, 57% on the draw tonight. Overall ice time, the top ice time in terms of defensemen tonight, Dustin Byfuglien for the Jets with 27-21, and Adam Larson for the Devils for 24-17. Forward-wise, Travis Zajac led the Devils with 18-14. In his hometown, returned to his hometown. So I'm sure that's exciting for him. And Jordan Tutu also, obviously, with Manitoba ties. He played, I thought, a real good game on the fourth line. And then the Devils' fourth line in general, I thought, was very effective. In terms of the Jets, the leader in ice time for forwards was Drew Stafford, with 20 minutes and 45 seconds, all at even strength. And Dustin Byfuglien, the usual workhorse on the back end, 27 minutes and 21 seconds, 26 minutes, 26 of those minutes and 1 second were at even strength. There you have it from MTS Center. The Jets play the Coyotes before on Tuesday night before they are able to head home and get some rest and relaxation or head wherever they're heading for the All-Star break. Of course, Dustin Byfuglien will be representing the Jets in Nashville, but there's certainly a lot of decisions to be made here, and the Jets roster wasn't one that you thought would dominate by any means, but you would have liked to see a little bit more life out of the roster as a whole tonight. Have a good evening, and we'll see you Wednesday for NHL This Week.